the former Prime Minister of Kyrgyzstan, Askar Askayev, has reportedly turned up in Russia today. Mr. Askayev fled Kyrgyzstan days ago when that nation's police and security forces flagged under an emboldened crowd of young demonstrators who climbed the fences of government buildings calling for his ouster. Now, Kyrgyzstan is a former Soviet republic located in Central Asia. The newly installed leaders of two other former Soviet republics, Georgia and Ukraine, have called on Kyrgyzstan to effect a peaceful change of leadership. Kermanik Bakiyev is now the acting president. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Bishkek. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Hi there, Scott.
And what's the mood there today?
Well, things have calmed down a little bit. It's a bit colder today. You don't have the big crowds that you had in Bishkek's central square now. They've pretty much dispersed. But this does look like a city that's been battered by looters over the past two nights. The shops downtown are boarded up. I saw some people welding bars onto their shop windows because many of the city's upscale restaurants and stores have been ransacked over the past two nights since the government collapsed here. And there was real fear, I have to say, last night that these looters would come back in force last night. And the security forces here began to try to restore order last night with some success to try to clean this up.
Tell us about the security situation, because everything obviously seemed to be withdrawn, which enabled the prime minister to flee.
Right. Well, what happened is the police force collapsed on Thursday when demonstrators stormed the government building here. It's called the White House. And the police literally disappeared, took off their uniforms. Nobody could find them. And that night, you had really wild looting, mobs of youths, people going through the streets, tearing the city apart. And it was calm yesterday during the day, but as the sun set, they gathered again. You had these mobs going through the streets, and the new government, if you can call it that, the opposition political leaders who were trying to assume the role of government, they called the police back. There were small numbers of uniformed police on the streets, actually shooting up into the air to try to disperse the crowds. They were joined by volunteers who wrapped red armbands around their arms to try to protect businesses and homes and restaurants last night. And they had a bit more success of dispersing these mobs of young men. In addition to that, you had a rainstorm and a windstorm last night. Call it divine intervention. I don't know that I saw actually help break up some of the crowd.
Ivan, of course, there are reports today reaching us that some kind of assassination plot against the acting prime minister has been uncovered, or at least it's been announced that it's been uncovered.
Well, this was a strange statement. The press was all gathered in the White House, which was ransacked again on Thursday, and it's still controlled by basically volunteers from the opposition. We were gathered to listen to Mr. Bakiyev, who is the acting prime minister and acting president right now, to hear a press conference, and then one of his spokespeople came up and said, we hear there's been an assassination attempt. We're going to hold this press conference at the headquarters of National Security. So we were all shuttled there. He did not really elaborate on this allegation. Instead, he went ahead and said that the parliament had agreed to try to hold elections in June of this year, presidential elections, and that it was continuing to try to form a government here, appointing people to the posts of ministers. And he also made some warnings that counter-revolutionary forces were at work. He blamed the looters over the past two nights, saying they were counter-revolutionaries. And there is a minister from the former deposed government who has been active. I've spoken with him. He calls the current government illegitimate, and he has been trying to organize his own demonstration outside of the city today.
Ivan, so much of the coverage you've had over the past really 24 hours in the West have suggested that there's some at least spiritual link between recent events in Georgia and Ukraine and popular movements there and what's happened there in Kyrgyzstan. I wonder if the demonstrators and members of the opposition you've spoken with see that link as well.
I think they're very aware of this, Scott. In fact, one democracy activist that I spoke with, he actually participated in the demonstrations in Kyiv, in Ukraine, for more than a month. And he was actually quite disappointed with what took place here, saying, it happened too quickly. It all happened in one day. I was warning our supporters that we should be ready to be here for 2 months to force negotiations with the government, and suddenly you had the storming of the White House and the president fleeing the country. We didn't have time to form as a real opposition movement to elaborate a platform. He was quite disappointed, and today Mr. Bakiyev, the acting president, he said pretty much the same thing. This all happened too fast. We didn't plan to storm the White House.
Ivan Watson in Kyrgyzstan. Thank you.